first of all, I don't know if you've taken a look at the crowd, but you've got people my age, you've got people college age, you've got people your age. What does that say about Ron Paul's appeal?
Well, it says that it has a broad base. For a long time, people said it was only those very young people coming and college kids. But recently, it has changed. We're getting support from all age group. And, of course, that to me means that the message is well-received by everybody. And I think not only will the age groups vary, but I think the individuals' diversity, the different people come to the freedom message for different reasons. They use their freedom in different manners, so that should be a natural thing to bring people together.
What do you tell these people tonight?
What will you tell them?
Well, I'm going to, you know, talk a lot about our problems, everything from, you know, our medical care system, our wars overseas, the spending, the deficits we have, the attack on our civil liberties, but then actually give them some answers to this and how we got there and how not following the Constitution was a major contributing factor to this and why it wouldn't be that difficult. It's not an overwhelming task to get back where we're supposed to be, but you have to have people who have at least read the Constitution and apply it.
Well, you have. There are people who haven't, and there's a whole bureaucracy that's in Congress, and you know about it, and there's a whole federal bureaucracy. Can one man change that, and how do you change it?
No, one person can't change it, but one person can help a whole lot and lead the charge. No, but the revolutionary changes, these ideas have been going on for a good many decades, and they've been coming together in one sense with this political campaign, but also the fact that there's a great necessity now because, you know, our budget's in shambles, the financial situation around the world is very bad, and the American people are sick and tired of being in Afghanistan and these other places. So events are coming together to emphasize the need to have a different attitude toward government.
If you're not the nominee, what do you tell these people? Do you tell these people to write you in? What if you're not the nominee, what happens?
I don't tell people too much what to do. I suggest to them what a free society is all about, and then they make up their own minds on what they want to do.
I've heard that you're staying in the race to get your son on the presidential ticket as the vice presidential nominee. What do you say to that?
Well, he would probably be surprised if I said that's what it is, because he and I have never had the discussion, and it's not likely to be on the agenda of anybody at the moment.
And are you staying on the race? Are you staying in the race until the convention?
Well, I'm staying in to find out who's going to be winning, but there's no way you can all of a sudden cancel the delegates that we've already accumulated, and we're going to accumulate a lot more. They're going to go to the convention. Exactly what's going to happen at the convention may well be determined before August, but then again, it might be determined in August, and that may be a more an exciting convention then.